Blog Talk Radio.
Picture this, a rocket ship lifting off. A dream so big, there's one that lives.
I fell in love with these two young
lovely females with their talent and their charm ever since I learned of them. So let's get this started.
I'm excited for this. And with that being said, oh, let's welcome the incredibly talented ladies of Wildfire to the show. Hey, ladies, how are you?
Hi, we're good.
I thank y'all for doing this today.
Oh, no problem. We're happy to be here.
I kind of like to start off pretty much every interview with the same two questions. Well, they're not exactly questions, but just kind of introduce yourselves and tell the listeners how y'all got into music in the first place.
Hi, so this is Kayla. I got into music at a young age. I was about 5 or 6 years old. I started at the Royal Academy of Fine Arts, which is a dance and musical theater place, and I really just fell in love with the singing part of it, and that's really how I got my start into music.
And this is Kelly, and I fell in love with music and got my start when I was dancing and doing all the theater stuff, and I just loved landing all the singing roles and doing all that stuff, and that's really how I started with music.
That's awesome.
Do you still dance at all when you perform?
No, we don't dance anymore. We're primarily just focusing on music.
Oh, and I did watch all of the vlogs that y'all sent me.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun filming them.
Yeah, I watched them all. And that was that your last national trip that you took?
Yes, that was our last trip.
Awesome. And speaking of Nashville, I only live about 3 hours west of Nashville, and it is it's like one of my favorite places in the world.
Oh, yeah, it's awesome. We love Nashville. We actually have a plan. We planned a trip there this summer in June.
Nice. I may actually be there myself. I'm planning to go to...
Are you talking about CMA Fest, that time frame?
Yeah, I'm very excited to go there.
I hope to be able to meet you there and maybe see you perform.
Yeah, that would
me
be
too,
awesome.
Because I'll be there during that time, too. Crossing my fingers, I'll actually be there during that time. I have family that lives outside the city, about 10 or 15 minutes outside of the city. So pretty much every chance I have to get up to Nashville, I'm always there, you know.
Yeah, we're going to also be performing at Alley Tap, so I were there.
Oh, nice.
Is that for the Iceman's showcase, by any chance?
Yes, it is.
Sweet.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for your song, One, to move up the charts on this countdown.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it actually got in the top 40. It charted this week at 37.
Awesome.
I did see that. I've known the Iceman for about 2 or 3 years. He's one of the best in the business, I think.
Yeah, he really is.
Much better than yours truly over here.
Oh, no.
But I do kind of want to touch on this a second because y'all are social media fanatics. I see pretty much everything that you post on social media, specifically Twitter. So how has social media affected your career thus far?
I really feel like it's helped us, like especially Instagram, because We have a lot of followers on there and Facebook, and it's not just about that. It really just gets us great exposure. So social media has really helped us in our career.
That's how we engage
most of our fans and stuff.
You know, and like I said, y'all are always out there on social media. I mean, I thought I was good at social media. Y'all had me beat by like 10,000 miles.
Yeah, we just grew up with it, so it comes naturally.
True. I may be telling my age here, but I actually grew up in a time, I was actually born in a time before social media. So,
yeah.
And I was reborn on social media.
True. But I will tell you this, though. Speaking specifically for the show, since it's been around, social media has just been one of the best things ever to happen for the show.
Yeah, it's very influential.
Yes, it is. Because we tend to get 95% of our guests from social media, which is how we first get in contact with y'all.
Yes, we get a lot of our fans from social media, most actually, and it really helps a lot.
How I learned of the both of you, and I saw that you literally, both of you, are wildfires. You literally are what your title is.
Yeah, you know, we just, thank you.
And it's a good way of
I know you guys are just obviously starting out in your careers. And you've got 40, 50 years of a career left to go still. But when your careers take off and you're winning a major CMA award after major CMA award, what's one thing that y'all want to be remembered for as artists when all this is said and done?
I just kind of want to be remembered for, as an artist, as just being extremely like well thought of. I just want people to, you know, think of me as a very successful person. We want to be known for as, like, kind and humble and stuff like that.
Right. That question actually comes from, I'm a big fan of artist interviews, obviously. So I will read, watch, or listen to pretty much every artist interview I can get my hands on, specifically music, because it's what I do. So that question actually came from one of my favorite interviewers ever, Dan Rather, who is like a giant in the industry, you know.
He
anchored CBS News for literally 40 years. It was just awesome to watch him. On the topic of social media, since y'all have virtually grown up with it your entire lives, do y'all think it's easier now for people to be noticed by not just the music industry, but the entertainment industry as a whole than it was before social media?
Yeah, I feel that there's like a lot more opportunity, especially, you know, these people on YouTube that have, you know, have created jobs out of posting YouTube videos and on Instagram. Mm-hmm. I feel like there's just like a lot more opportunity now on social media.
And y'all actually, well, I have yet to hear it. But y'all actually have a song called Social Media Lovesick.
Yes, we do, and that's really just about, like, you know how guys can, you know, post on their social medias about whoever they like and then delete all their pictures and comments mm-hmm. and all that? It's basically just, like,
oh,
kind
yes.
of like a revenge song.
Nice. So I wanted to kind of switch gears here and talk about music. I'm your EP. Is this the first EP that y'all have ever put out?
Yes. This is our first EP that we've ever released, and we're like super stoked about it. We're working.
I know y'all.
We're working on a new album that we want to put out next year.
Oh, nice. I know y'all sent me over the song. And I've got to tell you, this song is great that y'all sent me over.
Thank you so much. Yeah, we just worked very hard on it, and we're very excited to let you hear it.
Yeah. What are your goals for 2018 in terms of where you like to be, where you wish to perform?
My goals for 2018, Kelly speaking, is just to get a lot more exposure for Wildfire and perform a lot of new places in Nashville when we go, and a lot of like going to the rodeo in Houston, performing, getting exposure there in Houston, Kayla. Yeah, my goals for 2018 are primarily focused on just, you know, really getting out there, you know, getting more followers, you know, fans. We just really want to be more connected with our fans, be able to talk to them more, and just really, yeah, get a lot more exposure performing.
Awesome.
Do you see the two of you, do you see yourself moving to Nashville in the next few years?
Definitely want to move to Nashville. It's just such a big dream that I really want to move to Nashville, and hopefully in the next few years, pretty soon. Yeah, we just really want to pursue our dream of music.
Exactly.
I would love to see you perform in Nashville. I go a few times a year. I'm going in 2 weeks. So if you're at CMA Fest or if you're there when I'm there, you know, you have me as a definite observer, bystander.
Yeah, it'd be great to meet you there.
Same here, yeah.
Actually, one of my New Year's resolutions this year was to get to Nashville a lot more often than I did last year, because last year I only went maybe 4 or 5 times out of the year, and it's just not enough for me.
Yeah. We would love to go every week if we could.
4 or 5 times in Nashville is seriously not enough. I mean, and if I lived closer, I guarantee you I'd be there every day if I lived closer. I guarantee you that.
Yeah, for sure.
But, I wanted to mention, too, let me see if there's anything else. This is a question that I hadn't asked it in a while, but if you guys could pick one celebrity to narrate the story of your life, who would it be?
Man, that's a hard one. One celebrity to narrate the story of my life. Probably Taylor. I think definitely Taylor Swift. I love her.
it's just super inspiring. You know, she came from, I mean, basically nothing. I mean, she's just a world known star now.
I agree.
Speaking, I would probably pick Candace Cameron just because I love the way she expresses herself and just everything about her, and I really feel like she could express the story of my life good because she really inspires me.
That's a new one. Nobody's ever said Candace Cameron on the show. That's awesome.
Yeah, I just really love her, and she's really funny and just expresses herself really good and inspires me a lot. So, yeah, and Taylor Swift's a good one, too, because, you know, we all love Taylor Swift.
Exactly.
I think Taylor Swift sets the benchmark very high for – I'm sorry, I didn't know you were talking. Go ahead.
For me, it would probably have to be Morgan Freeman. Morgan Freeman. Let's face it, Morgan Freeman makes everything exponentially more awesome. Let's just face it. You know, this dude could read the phone book and make it sound exciting.
You know,
yeah.
What?
Adam Sandler would be a good one too, just because he's so funny, and he would just express everything really funny. I'd love to listen to that.
You convinced me. Adam Sandler would do the funny part of my life, which is about 60%. Morgan Freeman would do the 20% drama part of my life, and then Taylor Swift would do the other 20%, questionably 20% of the love part of my life.
Oh, yeah.
You helped me. Thank you, ladies. Cody, help me balance it all out.
I wanted to ask, if you guys could meet anybody, dead or alive, who would it be and why?
Oh my goodness, that's really hard. There's so many people I want to meet. But I probably have to say John Mayer, for sure. I would love to meet John Mayer. I think that would be just incredible. He's so talented and inspiring. I love John Mayer, so yeah. Kelly speaking.
I would
probably pick Steph Curry just because everyone, and just like he came from, you know, nothing basically to this big world renowned, you know, basketball player. And I just really like love everything he does, and he inspires me so much.
Stephen Curry went from a small school at Davidson, and he took Davidson almost to the Final Four, and now he's taken the Golden State for so many championships. For who knows, maybe you'll live that same similar story.
Yeah, he's just really such a legend, like unbelievable.
He is. So I take it y'all are sports fans.
Yes, Kelly speaking. I love sports. Like, of course, music over everything, but I love sports too.
Right.
I play basketball and volleyball, and then I run a little bit. But yeah, I love watching them too with my dad and stuff.
Awesome. This might interest y'all. I have seen 29 out of the 30 Major League Baseball stadiums.
Wow, that's so cool. I would love to see that.
I was actually down there in the Houston area about maybe 2 years ago, something like that. Yeah, it was 2016. I saw the Astros, and it was one of the best experiences I've had.
So you've seen Minute Maid then?
I have.
Yeah, so actually, since the Astros won the World Series, we're huge baseball fans in my house. And so So we went to the parade and stuff, and there was like over, I think, 2 million people maybe there, and it was crazy.
Wow.
Let me tell you, you turn a corner, it was filled. The streets were filled. Parking garages were filled with people. It was just so amazing to see the World Series parade.
Wow. That is awesome. I've never seen a World Series parade because my St. Louis Cardinals, who are about the only team closest to me, other than the Atlanta Braves, they're just not good.
Yeah, our Texans aren't too good, our football team.
Yeah. And speaking of that, speaking of football, my Titans, who have been pretty worthless the past few years, are actually, believe it or not, playing right now in the playoffs.
And they're
That's
losing
awesome.
14-3 with 53 seconds left.
I didn't need to know that, Craig. Thank you.
I'm sorry. I didn't know you weren't following.
I didn't need to know that. But anyway, but I mean, this. I sort of halfway expected that, though, because I hadn't watched much football this year, but from what I did watch, my Titans were just still terrible. So, but maybe next year, hopefully.
They
yeah,
made the
hopefully.
Playoffs. That's a big accomplishment.
True. But that 1999 Super Bowl still haunts me. If y'all don't know what I'm talking about,
I know.
The Titans were in the 99-2000 Super Bowl, playing the St. Louis Rams, and they were down 23-16 with like 10 seconds left or less, and they came up literally 6 inches short of tying the ball game.
I remember
oh,
they.
Oh man, that must have sucked.
I remember that
was,
whole game. I remember the Rams had a big lead. The Titans came all the way back. Then the Rams scored very quickly, touchdown. And then the last play of the game, Titans were stopped very just short of the goal line when they tried to tie it up.
But literally, 6 inches.
Man,
It was crazy. But that next year in the playoffs, they pulled off the Music City Miracle, which is still talked about to this day.
I mostly follow our basketball team. I follow them a lot.
Awesome. Oh, what basketball teams? Like the Tennessee Volunteers, the Belmont Bruins?
Yeah, I actually plan on going to Belmont. Yeah, we both do.
Oh, nice.
That's a terrific school for singer-songwriters. A lot of people who have been on this show have or do attend there.
It's a great school.
Yeah, we went
to Nashville. I actually looked at Belmont.
Nashville. It's really pretty.
I actually looked at Belmont when I was deciding where to go to college. I actually looked at that, and it was wasn't very far from family, but it was just some things didn't work out. So I ended up going somewhere else. But it's such a great school, you know.
Yeah, I plan to. This is Kayla speaking. I plan to go there and we both want to be in the singer-songwriter program and get our degrees there.
Nice. I've got about two or three more questions for you. As creative people, which I know y'all obviously are, what inspires or motivates y'all?
Personally, I am motivated. Sometimes I listen to motivational speeches. I also like to read, you know, motivational speeches. It just really inspires me to, you know, get out there and, you know, do what I love doing.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, and Kelly speaking here. Also motivational speeches. I love to find, like, one artist that writes them and then listen to that playlist. And it just really motivates me to get up and, you know, make a difference.
If you guys want motivation, Google this guy's name, Inky Johnson. That's I-N-K-Y.
Oh, my gosh.
Inky Johnson.
I was just about to mention his name, actually. I love listening to him. There's this one called Impose Your Will. And you know about how he got his right arm paralyzed like 10 games before he was going to make it to the NFL. And he had a rough life and everything. That motivates me so much. Like, his story is probably the most motivational thing I've ever heard in my life.
Exactly. I'll be on YouTube every morning watching some of his videos. And the second I get through, I'm sitting there going, where's the nearest brick wall? Because I'm about to run through it right now.
Yeah, exactly. He's just, like, very, I mean, his story, and, I mean, he still, like, believes in God, and he's very strong with his faith and everything.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It didn't bring him down whatsoever. And it actually got him to be, like a very well-known motivational speaker.
Oh, yeah. And I watch his videos, too, sometimes when I'm feeling not the best in the world about my own dreams, because I have some pretty lofty goals and dreams with the show. I want to take it to a CMA red carpet level.
Yeah, you can definitely do that. I mean, this show, it can really go places.
I hope so. And I tweeted out something today. I don't know if y'all saw it, but I said something to the effect of, let me pull it up real quick, and I'll tell you exactly what I said. I said something to the effect of, it seriously means the world to me to have so many of y'all believe in me in my dreams. And that's coming from the bottom of my heart, you know, because I started this show 6 years ago. Well, I can't even believe it's been 6 years, with the intent of, you know, just doing this as a way to help some incredibly talented people like yourselves reach your dreams and get to where you guys want to be. And I always feel like if this show can be a stepping stone to that next thing, whether it's that next gig or that next interview or that next whatever it is, I feel like I'm more than done my job. So.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, show could go places. I mean, you know, for example, when I'm not feeling it or something, I always listen to our inspirational song, Believe. That also really inspires me, you know. I mean, I'm especially since I'm singing it just really inspires me to go out there and do whatever I need to do.
I'll tell you guys what I'll do for you. Every Friday, I host another radio show called Indie Country Radio, where I will take my top three favorite independent songs of the week, and I'll play them, and I'll kind of spotlight the artists. I will definitely add your EP to that rotation.
That's so sweet. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely, because I feel like if you guys take 30 to 40 minutes out of what I know is a busy schedule to come on and do this, I feel like it's the absolute least I can do to help promote you guys in any way I can.
Yes, well, yeah. Thank you so much. That's very sweet, definitely.
Absolutely.
We really appreciate it. Thank you.
And I am excited to see you both and meet you live, and I definitely want to pass the word on about how talented you are and how charming
oh, yes.
you will be to meet you in person, and I'm sure that will help increase your fan base.
Yeah, thank
oh, yes.
you so much. We really appreciate the support. We really, really do.
Last question I've got for y'all, and I'll let you go. I think we're going to end on a positive note, because this show has been just full of positivity. I mean, you know, what's the best advice y'all have ever been given? I said, what's the best advice that y'all have ever been given?
This probably sounds cliche, but just to keep on going with your dreams and really, visualize what your dreams could turn into, and you'll go places. Yeah, for sure. I mean, so many people have told me that, and, you know, it really, really does inspire me to just keep working at it. I mean, I know it can be slow and it can be hard sometimes, but I really feel like, you know, the best advice I've ever gotten is to just keep on working hard, really.
Right. And like I said again, I've been at this 6 years, which is crazy. and I didn't even think I'd last 2 weeks on the air because let's be honest, nobody wants to hear my voice ramble on and on for 30 to 45 minutes. Nobody wants to hear that. So it always feels like I'm constantly living in a state of, is this actually really my life right now?
Yeah, I mean, and I just think your show is so unique and so, you know, authentic because you really put just independent artists who aren't, you know, all over these, you know, mainstream radio mm-hmm. stations, and you know, you really help us out, and I think that that's just incredible.
You know, and this really is my passion. I mean, music. I'll let you guys in on a little secret. I initially wanted to be an artist. I can play a little guitar and sing a little bit, but I completely suck at singing. that artist career was out the window completely. So I figured I'd start this show is to kind of keep myself close to an industry that I love and. I just love, adore, and have so much respect for.
Yeah, I just really love music, and yeah, I mean, it really just, it opens so many doors. I mean, no matter what you do, I feel like if your heart really does enjoy music, that, I mean, you're always going to want to stay connected to it in some way.
And there's literally no bigger a thrill for me than seeing people succeed. So.
Yeah, I mean, I love to see, you know, people succeed. For example, Tegan Marie. I mean, last year at this mm-hmm. time, you know, she was pretty well known. But, I mean, now she was on
right.
the Billboard's top 15
country
people
to watch
in 2018. Yeah.
That was cool. That was cool to see that. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, and it's stuff like that that of course I have a lot of friends in this business, and I consider y'all friends, obviously. And I just I love seeing that every time somebody posts something on social media, like, hey, I've been named to this list, or I've got this publishing deal, or whatever, you know. It just warms my heart and brings a smile on my face.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, and like I said earlier, I do consider y'all friends, and if there's ever anything I can do for y'all, don't ever hesitate to reach out, okay?
Yes, definitely we won't, and we definitely need to keep in touch.
Absolutely. Before we go, because this has been, I've been so much fun, I just don't want this to end. To be honest, I don't want this to end, but it's got to at some point. But before we do go, do y'all want to tell listeners where they can find you guys online?
Yes, you can check us out at www.wildfiresings.com. You can hit us up on social media at Wildfire Sings, and the only one that's different is Twitter, and that's Wildfire Singers.
And I believe I follow y'all on everything. I'm just putting it out there. I believe I do follow y'all on everything.
Me too.
Okay, thank you. And we had a really fun time, and just thank you for having us so much, and we really enjoyed this.
Absolutely. And y'all have a open invitation back to the show anytime, okay?
Well, thank you so much. We'll definitely take you up on that.
Absolutely. I think I'm gonna let you ladies go, but I'll be talking to you on social media, okay?
Thank you so much. We had an amazing time, and we'd love to do this again.
Absolutely.
We'd love to have you back when you're before. By the time we, hopefully, when we have you back, you'll be performing at the Opry.
Thank you
yes.
so much.
Absolutely. I'll talk to you later, ladies. Okay.
Okay. You too.
Bye. Have a good night, ladies. Thank
bye.
You again.
Those ladies are adorable. Just absolutely adorable.
They're very charming women.
They're just absolutely adorable. I mean, this is probably one of the most adorable interviews I believe we've ever done.
Yes, that's a perfect way to describe it. Adorable and charming.
They're absolutely adorable. So, this wraps up a four-show week. Are you just
went
yet,
by
buddy?
Very quickly.
Are you exhausted yet?
I am now. But I'll be fine.
You are now.
For Tuesday,
sure
interview with Meg Williams.
Yeah, we do have a Meg Williams on Tuesday, and I am so looking forward to that interview.
She is so talented. I was really amazed when
she
I saw her perform at the festival.
I saw a clip of her just shredding a guitar solo. I was like, wow.
She's like the next, I think she's the next Lindsay L.
Possibly. So I think I'm gonna let you go too, buddy, and kind of wrap things up here.
All right. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, Cody. I'll see you on Tuesday.
But I'll talk to you Tuesday. Bye.
Okay, have a good night.
Hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the super adorable ladies of Wildfire. Like Craig said, I believe we only have one interview next week, which is great. Anyway, at TGD, we have a super talented singer-songwriter, Meg Williams, with us. So I think with that, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Brick Days with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.